Good morning, a Monday morning post-Thanksgiving holiday. We're with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Hoping you had a nice holiday, Ken.
Absolutely, a very good one.
And to the news of the day, which never stops, let's start with Donald Trump and the issue of Obamacare and New York State.
Yeah, experts are saying that if the president-elect goes through with his vow to repeal Obamacare, it could blow a $3.5 billion hole in New York State's budget. Bad timing for that as well, given that New York, for the first time in a while, is looking at looming budget deficits moving forward the next few years. The governor raised it as an issue when talking to some donors at a breakfast about 2 weeks ago that could be one of the impacts on the state as well as some others.
Another person who mentioned this is the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, when he was asked by Arlen Chartok in the Capital Connection last week that indeed it could blow a hole in the budget, but he and the governor have been getting along, including the latest reforms announced by the governor, which include a procurement officer to look at state contracts, which DiNapoli says is his job. And also, you have an article in today's, he's made another move in this area.
Yeah, the comptroller sent letters to the Empire State Development, which is the state's economic development agency. It's controlled by the governor. He sent letters to ESD basically saying that if they take over these projects that have become under federal scrutiny from SUNY Polytechnic Institute, all these nanotechnology and other technology projects, he wants to see any of the revised contracts or any new contracts. He wants to sign off on them first. And the governor's office says, really, that's not likely, that under current law, the way the system is set up, he does not have approval power. So it is creating a conflict between the two.
It goes on. Now to your exclusive, New York bishops call for state takeover of legal aid.
Yes, there was a bill that passed the legislature this year that would require the state over the next 7 years to take over the full funding of indigent legal care, basically legal care for the poor. Right now, the counties are required to pay for it. This bill would require the state. It could cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars when fully implemented. If the governor signs it, the Catholic bishops, headed by Cardinal Dolan out of New York City, they sent a letter to the governor urging him to sign the bill.
Finally, a former close aide to New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, Maria Comella, has been advising Governor Cuomo on his coming State of the State address. Not all Democrats are happy by this.
No, she is a longtime Republican operative who has worked not only for Christie and the government level, but also his unsuccessful presidential run. She also has worked for Sarah Palin and Rudy Giuliani and George W. Bush, their presidential races. And she made headlines this year when she decided to come out publicly and break with Christie and say that she was going to vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. For some Democrats, it's eyebrow-raising because it's yet another example of the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, turning to a Republican for his administration. This would be the third one in the last year that he's hired for a high-level position.
Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays, and you can get more stories, including the ones you just heard about, at nydailynews.com. Ken, good to have you back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.